Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Trump is touting those new jobs numbers on Twitter, and the strong economy also came up in his rally yesterday in Rochester, Minnesota, where he threw his weight into one of the most hotly contested congressional races in the country. It's for an open seat in Minnesota's first.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Well, the president is hoping that that surprise is that the Republican, Jim Hagedorn, wins. He's facing the Democrat, Dan Feehan. Both are vying to fill a seat left open by Democratic Representative Tim Walz, who's running for governor. So that district is where we turn for this week's District Profile. Catherine Richard is senior reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. She joins us from Rochester. And Catherine, Minnesota went for Hillary Clinton in 2016. But the first district went for President Trump. So tell us more about the district itself.
Well, it's kind of a funny district. If you look at it in the long picture, it's been traditionally conservative and Republican. It's very rural. So there's a lot of, you know, smaller agricultural communities in the district outside of Rochester and Mankato, which are sort of the city hubs. Mm-hmm. That being said, during the Obama administration, Tim Walz won his reelections pretty handily. Up until 2016, when he was almost defeated by Republican Jim Hagedorn. And of course, the district went handily for President Donald Trump at the time.
Right. Well, so let's take a look at the two candidates. The Democrat, Dan Feehan, worked in the Obama administration. He's an Iraq War vet, a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, which is aligned with Democrats. And in this recent ad, he bills himself as an independent voice.
In the Army, you can put any differences aside and come together to accomplish incredible, great things. And that's exactly what's needed in Congress today. I'm not taking corporate PAC money. So that means I owe nothing to any leader, any corporation.
Catherine Richard, tell us more about Feehan.
Well, I think the first thing that people should know is that he's a political newcomer. You know, he's never served in public office before. He hasn't lived in Minnesota since he was a teenager, actually, and his opponents are frequently point that out. So he's moved back to the district to run. I think what you're hearing there is his willingness to work across the aisle, which is really important in this district, which, you know, in the best case for Democrats is a moderate district. Mm. So you hear him, you know, running a pretty moderate campaign, and it's really an echo, too, of the types of campaigns that Tim Walz ran here.
Well, now the Republican Jim Hagedorn. In his recent ad, he talks about growing up on a farm in Minnesota, doing a lot of weeding, which, of course, he brings to his thoughts on Washington.
In Washington, the weeds of government are so thick, President Trump can't pull them fast enough. I'm running for Congress to help him uproot the system, to rip out the regulations, Obamacare, and burdens to growth.
So Catherine, we hear him aligning himself with President Trump. What's the thought on that?
Well, he has been aligning himself with Trump's views before Trump was really even on the scene. Remember, he's run for three times for this seat. So he has been running on a very similar platform for far longer than Trump has been, you know, campaigning. And I think that plays well with certain aspects of the district and is playing very well this time because of the fact that the district favored Donald Trump in the last election. I think the things to know about Hagedorn that are interesting are that his dad actually held this seat. And so he moved to Washington, D.C. when he was a teenager and lived there for a long time and actually worked there for a long time. So just like his opponent, Dan Feehan, he has lived outside of the district for quite a while, worked in various administrations, worked on Capitol Hill, and has more recently come back to the district to run again these last three times.
So those are the two candidates. Catherine, I want to ask you about another thing that President Trump said last night that jumped out. He really dissed former Minnesota Senator Al Franken for, in the president's words, kind of quitting after Franken was accused of inappropriate behavior, behavior that many felt was kind of minor compared to some of the other accusations we've been hearing about in the Me Too movement. But Franken, you know, pulled himself out of politics. The president seemed to be saying he was kind of a coward for that.
Yeah, it was an interesting point that he made, and I'm still sort of sorting through what he was getting at, because on one hand, he said, you know, Franken was kind of a wet rag. He took responsibility for what he was doing, and he left office, of course, under great pressure from his own party.
Right.
Let's not forget that. And this is being said against the backdrop of what's happening in Washington today, which is this, you know, big discussion about whether Judge Brett Kavanaugh will be confirmed to the Supreme Court and whether he is taking responsibility for his actions. But of course, keep in mind that when Franken left, the governor here appointed a Democrat to take his place, who's now running for re-election, and it's effectively opened up a potential seat for Republicans. So on one hand, he's criticizing, it seemed, Franken for leaving so quickly. But on the other hand, it's presented an opportunity for his party.
Well, it's fascinating. But how is the whole Kavanaugh debate impacting, if it is, this race? Or is it just falling along party lines?
You know, I think generally it's falling along party lines. When I spoke to people who are waiting to get into the rally yesterday, this was something I asked them about. All of them said, you know, we want him to talk about Judge Kavanaugh. We support Judge Kavanaugh. But what was sort of weird was that people said, you know, we believe that something bad happened to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford so many years ago. We just don't think it was him, because he doesn't seem like the type of person who would do that. They called it a witch hunt. They said that, you know, she may be misremembering who it was that attacked her. So on one hand, they are believing her. But on the other hand, they're saying there's no way that Brett Kavanaugh could have done this. So there's a little bit of nuance there.
Yeah. Catherine Richert, senior reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you so much.
No problem.